you're going to have to forgive me, it's all the sure they have a couple of things.
Oh, I just say that.
I'll check. They've got plenty of them.
I'll put one in here.
That's what I didn't do with
it. Wire at a constant. I very appreciate your...
wanted to wish you well.
That was it. That was the purpose of the call. Sure. And he was so bad that he couldn't get it through.
He'll be all right. I have a letter from him.
I don't believe there's a thing wrong, except that on those personal things.
You shouldn't have bothered.
On those personal things, I think you can have one. That a call from you, or if you really want to get a family one, and get Julie to make a call.
I'll tell me who's calling me. That would be.
Here. citizens' organization kinds of things. Anything that, if you watch the mail, things like that.
Yep.
That's a minor thing.
He'll function as a management guy on anything we're doing in here. It's political. He's moving. He has a little crew of people. He's going to shift them into
that. His people are so good that you shouldn't be waiting looking for talent. Now, I want everybody to understand that I don't really give a damn who's the best leadership about you now. I really don't.
Well, he's got one right answer. He's going to say
it down. Could I ask, did you work out that German ambassador thing?
I think
he's looking out. Still looking for another man.
No, I think we end up just go with him.
My feeling is to go with Hilbert probably the day after the election if we don't want to change. You know what I mean? There's no problem with dropping him. He stays.
Enter's pretty well agreed to that maybe it's a better thing to do than to try and train a new guy that we
the trouble is training a new guy is ominous. We were lucky with Russia. Most of these civilians are just going to do that much time. I don't want to beg somebody to take the job.
Well, and that's it. For a guy to relocate now and go over to Germany for maybe 8 years.
Yeah. Now they leave for 2 or 3 months, but then they throw him right out. Sure, likely. But that's good.
Probably isn't so good. The one thing.
But like on that, what I mean is the talent hunt with regard to the lower places in the administration. As people leave, the assistant secretaries and the rest, they leave, and then what we will. Just don't bother me with it. Leave it open. Maybe we'll abolish the job.
Well, that's it. We're going to keep some of them we can. Desirable to leave some of them.
And to leave as many open as you can. You're only going to get people now. You're not going to get the best people if you can.
Or use them as slots to slip in some political person we have.
Yeah.
We need to push.
Exactly. I want that cold-blooded.
And that Malik is what Malik did. Yeah. That's why this ties together. I mean, he's in the...
That's why I want to comment. Chief Protocol. I think the best thing is to take Smolker, whatever his name is.
Okay, that was the one thing I wanted to ask you. So whether you wanted... Reince does want the job.
Who is that?
Jim Reince. And he's offered $100,000 contribution if he can get it. That kind of thing. He'll give $50,000 anyway.
Well, why the hell can't we give it to him?
I don't know why we can't. And I don't know why we shouldn't.
Well, I think Smoke can understand.
Well, that kind of a
thing. We can become Lopper Strong there. What the hell is it? He's not a very impressive ball anyway. If he wants the job, let him come back here. Don't there's much to it, but
we're just getting incredible pressure for Nick Ruby.
Now, this is just an astonishing thing, but
you'll get it if we don't appoint him.
Ruby is working on
it. Because Rhodes and Whitaker, all the old guard, and Buchanan, they're all making the point that Ruby,
his friend,
was available in the cold days when you couldn't get anybody else.
Give him something else.
And that he wants the job just for this 8-month period, just so he can say he was chief of protocol.
Bob, let me tell you the problem is basically there's another problem to talk over there.
And it's just, if
you were to put him in that job, Pat would go up the goddamn wall. You and I and the people who know Roy, we know he isn't fine. But he is a strange fellow when you first meet him, right? But she doesn't get along with him at all. And I disagree with that but that's my objection. I don't give a goddamn who's the chief protocol. But I don't think we could put Nick Rui in that thing at all. Now, the thing that I was thinking is, why the hell don't we get him Portugal or something? He loves Portugal.
Short-term appointment to Portugal.
That's certainly the best. Do we have an opening there, for example? I think we do.
Yep.
Yes. Throw that bastard out that's there. He's not ours. He's a career guy. He's been there a long time. Now, that's a good plum. And they made Nick ambassador to Portugal. He loves Portugal. He's got great friends there.
And let Reynolds say,
certainly say that now, getting him out of that personnel thing is just a waste. We aren't going to be a bit worried about people leaving or anything, your monetary spots are separate, things like the Federal Reserve.
What we need now is what, really what he's, his real assignment is to make the government responsive to the political needs for the next 8 months, 10 months. And it's, he's going to work through the domestic council guys, the OMB guys, that we got, the ones that are political.
What are you doing with, what do you do though with Colson?
No problem. Colson's
not sitting in with you.
Not on this, no, because we're trying to get Burlington. Colson's 1,000% for this.
We've already worked with him.
Colson's part of putting the plan together to begin with.
I just don't want him to get his own money.
Oh, no, no question. This started with Chuck and Fred.
Do you think we'd do better off to incidentally looking at our liberal friends who get moved land over to the campaign? I have a feeling he may just sort of feel a little frustrated, you know, working in these groups or does he like it here? I don't know.
Let me talk to him.
Steve provides a balance for Mitchell.
Sure, what John do you be on?
Well, impressive. I think we made the right decision though, and John is at the top of my mind. And taking his resignation now, you know, don't you agree?
Yeah.
It's, we need somebody over there in Chelsea.
That's right.
And we need to get Maury over there on the finance side. That's done now. And we get that stuff the hell out of the White House, Mom. We need it out of the White House. Don't you agree?
Yeah. See, that's the other advantage of now. Whatever we do here, he is an inside man. Colson is a, to a degree, a marksman. And there's no problem with Chuck and Fred at all.
He won't work with Colson.
He will, but he
doesn't like us.
He doesn't like
him. He thinks Colson's too slippery.
He does like him.
Colson's too slippery. I think Colson is slippery, so.
Yeah, but he's slippery for us. He's slipping it the right way.
You know, the interesting thing Rose was saying, that I suppose you hear it too, that the great number of people you know, especially who are wiring and writing and calling about this damn trip to China.
I'm getting tired.
Edgar Hoover wrote his throat, and LMOBJ.
Read Hoover's letter?
Yeah.
And that's the most impressive overboard thing I've ever seen.
And the
greatest diplomatic journey,
you know, that's the one where I held out against our liberals and also a good honest conservative like Ehrlichman. If I had dropped him over the side, my favorite pressing with all the right wing problems, that would have really broken off. Don't you agree?
Yep.
And I don't think Hoover's that much reliability.
It's funny, all that alarm that
everybody was so concerned about
the memorandum of light and all that.
The Princeton group and Randy Schroeder writing through it.
Where's all this gone?
It's all gone. He wrote it through. He wiped his operation together.
Well, he'll there.
He'll survive a few more months. Go ahead.
Okay. Everything else is in good shape.
This thing out here is all set for just
minutes.
Great remarks, if I don't mind. They don't have the camera
thing that we hadn't planned on it. We're going to leave it that way, not a camera platform or anything. Partly because we wanted it ground level to get you with the communal stuff behind your leaders and all that sort of thing. Mansfield said to Scott that if it would be helpful to you, he would be willing to fly to the airport with you.
Good.
And we're saying no. Because, well, you have a hell of a problem if you take them and not four other people. And
there's a lot of people coming here to wish you'd send.
say something.